You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Ready for a groove? I'm Matt the Cat, back on the scene with my record machine, filling the old Rockola jukebox with the platters that matter and making them splatter like pancake batter. Be careful, don't drop them or they'll splatter. From the beginning to the end, and I'm bringing you around again for another edition of the Juke in the Back, 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues, and the soul that came before rock and roll. For the last 6 weeks, we've been featuring King Records, the great label out of Cincinnati that dominated the rhythm and blues field and paved the way for the coming rock and roll explosion of the mid-1950s. This week in part 7, we feature the King Records' fantabulous releases of 1953. And what a show I have planned for you, baby! On this week's program, we'll have another great blues shouter join the ranks of King Records. Plus, Ernestine Allen finally has a hit record on her own. One of the greatest boxers of all time records a record for King, and there's plenty of vocal groups now on the label as the vocal group sound starts to take hold. But let's kick off this week's program with a band leader who had been around for quite a while, but not made many records. In fact, this is the only record I can find of this cat. His name is Red McAllister. Based in Atlanta, Georgia, his path crossed with Little Richard early in Richard's career and Chuck Willis as he was coming up. In December of 1952, he recorded 2 songs for King Records, and they became his first and only release for the label. Peacock Blues and Eggs and Grits. And as far as I can tell, Red McAllister never made another record. But man, this one is jumping. So let's kick off this week's Juke in the Back with Red McAllister, Eggs and Grits.
I'm feeling fine, got plenty eating on my mind. I want some eggs and grits. I want some grits and eggs. I want some eggs and grits. Mama, I want my eggs and grits. I want some eggs and grits. I want some grits and eggs. I want some eggs and grits. I want some grits and eggs. I want some eggs and grits. Mama, I want my eggs and grits. Don't want no ham, don't want no lamb, ain't gonna have no candy yam. I want some eggs and grits. I want some grits and eggs. I want some eggs and grits. Mama want my eggs and grits. Some eggs and grits, mama want my eggs and grits. Don't want no ham, don't want no lamb, ain't gonna have no candy yam. I want some eggs and grits. I want some grits and eggs. I want some eggs and grits, mama want my eggs and grits. Thank you.
good rockin' Roy Brown, straining his voice, but that's his choice, to bring us Hurry, Hurry Baby, 1953. Believe it or not, but that's Roy Brown's first release on King Records. You see, Brown had been recording for the Deluxe label out of Linden, New Jersey, since 1947. Well, that same year, Sid Nathan, the owner of King Records, purchased a majority share in Deluxe and began distributing that label. In 49, Sid Nathan moved the label to Cincinnati, and in 1951, he outright bought the label from the Braun Brothers, and it became part of King Records. But it wasn't until early 53 that they took Roy Brown and moved him over to King from Deluxe. He would record a mess of singles on King, but have no hits until he moved to Imperial Records in 1957, where he would hit with his versions of Party Doll and Let the Four Winds Blow. The third greatest blues shouter of all time, baby, Roy Brown. Up next, Anastine Allen finally has a hit on her own. She began recording with King's subsidiary rhythm and blues label, Queen Records, in 1945, and we heard her on part one of this program with I Want a Man Who's Gonna Do Right. Then we caught Anastine Allen singing on a hit record with the Lucky Millinder Orchestra, I'm Waiting Just For You. Now, in March of 1953, Anastine Allen has a number 8 record on the chart with an answer to the 5 Royals hit, Baby, Don't Do It. She replies with, Baby, I'm Doing It. As a point of reference, let's hear a clip from the 5 Royals, Baby, Don't Do It. The 5 Royals had a number one hit with theirs in February, and by March, Allen was at number 8 with her answer. This record features Big John Greer on tenor sax. Here's Anastine Allen spinning off of King Records, 1953, with Baby, I'm Doing It.
Baby, why do you think what I say ain't true? You've got a lot of nerve to think that we ain't through. And without me, pretty baby, you won't even have a crumb to eat. I've been listening to that jive that you gave your all to me. All I ever got from you was an empty stocking hanging on my Christmas tree. Now that I'm leaving you, pretty baby, where will your next meal be? I told you that I loved you, but that was long ago, when I was young and simple, didn't have the sense to know. So I'm doing it, 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 I'm doing it. Now that I'm leaving, pretty baby, where will your next meal be? I know I said I love you, I love you, love you, love you so, but you ain't gonna hear those sweet words no more. And without me, pretty baby, you won't even have a crumb to eat. Simple. didn't have the sense to know. So I'm doing it, 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 and I'm glad. And without me, pretty baby, your life's gonna be mighty sad.
Said the lion to the monkey one bright summer day, Mr. Lion, there's a bullet that lives down my way. And the way he talks about you, I know he ain't your friend. And when you two meet, I know this jungle's gonna spin. The lion jumped up in a heck of a rage, said, remember, I'm the king on this stage. He let out a roar, shook coconuts from the trees, and he tore out through the faucet up a natural breeze.
You call yourself the jungle king. You call yourself the jungle king. You call yourself the jungle king.
By the elephant laying under a tree, he said, get up, big boy, it's either you or me. He was real furious, and his face was all red. He got kicked in the stomach, belted in the head. He dragged back to the forest more dead than alive, and this is when this monkey started some of this signifying jive. Mr. Lion, pops, you ain't so hot. Everybody in this jungle knows just what you got. And
you call yourself the jungle king. You call yourself the jungle king.
Up my tree and I'm trying to snore. Here you come around here with that old corny roar. Shut up, you big bum. Don't you dare let out a roar. I'll climb down out this tree and kick you in the head some more. Well, the monkey got frantic. He started jumping up and down, and his foot missed the limb, and his carcass hit the ground. Like a bolt of white lightning, a streak of atomic heat, Mr. Lion was on the monkey with all 4 feet.
You call yourself the jungle king. You call yourself the jungle king. You call yourself the jungle king. But I found out you ain't a doggone thing.
And the monkey looked up from the corner of his eyes, and he says, oh, Mr. Lion, I apologize. Shut up, you little bum, always going round here lying. I bet I'll put an end to this signifying.
You call yourself the jungle king. You call yourself the jungle king. You call yourself the jungle king.
Now the monkey's dead, and the buzzards are flying. So watch your blabber mouth, no signifying.
Hot Lips Page with the monkey, the Jungle King, recorded on February 4th, 1953 in New York City. It's, of course, one of the many records that came out about the old folk tale of the signifying monkey. There were many records, and I've even done an entire program on signifying monkey records. That one, of course, was a retelling of Cab Calloway's 1947 Columbia record, The Jungle King, You Ain't Done a Doggone Thing. Up next, the Deacon of Smooth Groove is back, Tiny Bradshaw, with a tune he recorded at King Studios in Cincinnati on the 19th of January of 53. Here's Heavy Juice as we salute King Records on the Juke in the Back.
Thank you.
Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, David Ayers, Thomas Huber, Joe Metzger, Bernie Rossman, Barry from Riverside, Arnold and Linda Rosenberg, Charles Liebman, Ken Farger, Gail Kuntz, Michael Carey, and contributors Mark and Marion McAlpine. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
One more thing. This is Bobby the Bobcat making you want to jump, dive, and wail.
I'm going to tell everybody I know Lordy Miss Claudine. Thought she was the sweetest gal in town. She began to call me honey. I began to spend my money. Walk right in a juice joint, then sit down. Oh, well, I must confess. Oh, well, I must confess. Boys, you better take my advice. Whiskey and women and loaded dice will keep you in a mess. I put a nickel in the vendor, said, hey, Mr. Bartender, bring us another round. We started into dancing. I said, how about romancing? She said, you'd better put that money down. Oh, well, I must confess. Oh, well, I must confess. Boys, you better take my advice. Whiskey and women and loaded dice will keep you in a mess. To my satisfaction, I wanted to see some action. Showed me to that hole right in that wall. I bet a dollar and ten. I rolled those dice, they began to spin. Snake eyes was the first thing they did call. Oh, well, I must confess. Oh, well, I must confess. Boys, you better take my advice. Whiskey and women and loaded dice will keep you in a mess. Confess. Oh, well, I must confess. Boys, you better take my advice. Whiskey and women and loaded dice will keep you in a mess.
The fantabulous and often underrated Styx McGee with Whiskey, Women and Loaded Dice, King Records, 1953. Now, Styx came into fame in 1947 with his own composition called Drinkin' Wine Spooty Ooty, which he then reworked for Atlantic Records, who issued it in mid-1949, and it became a smash hit. Styx stayed with Atlantic until 1952, when he jumped over to King Records, where he would remain until 1955 or so. He wouldn't have a hit for King Records, and he's one of those cats that we lost way too early. He died of lung cancer in New York in 1961 at the age of 43. I'm Matt the Cat, and we're featuring King Records Part 7, focusing on the year 1953. And now Mr. Blues returns to our microphones, and he's another one we lost way too early. Wynonie Mr. Blues Harris was only 53 when we lost him in 1969, of esophageal cancer. He recorded this one at King Studios in Cincinnati on March 11th, 1953. Wynonie Harris letting you know that the Deacon don't like it on the Juke in the Back.
So many people say they cut whiskey out just to have a little drink of wine. They get drunk every once in a while. They must have been drinking moonshine.
and the deacon don't like it.
I don't either.
Deacon don't like it.
I don't either.
Deacon don't like it.
I don't either.
It's a sin.
Ain't it a shame?
Lots of people get drunk once in a while just to speak their sober mind. When they get caught doing crazy things, they put the blame on old moonshine. And the deacon don't like it.
I don't either.
The deacon don't like it.
I don't either.
The deacon don't like it.
I don't either.
It's a sin.
Ain't it a shame?
They tell me yellow corn whiskey is really the very best kind. Better turn that corn into bread and stop drinking that moonshine. Because the deacon don't like it.
I don't either.
The deacon don't like it.
I don't either.
The deacon don't like it.
I don't either.
It's a sin.
Ain't it a shame?
This country's gonna be lost. Keeps on going the way it's going. We can't even have a little dance in town. All the people are drinking moonshine. And the deacon don't like it.
I don't either.
Deacon don't like it.
I don't either.
Police don't like it.
I don't either.
It's a sin.
Ain't it a shame?
Well, the elder went to the sister's house. She asked him to rest his hat. He began to laugh and grin. Said, sister, tell me where your husband's at. And the deacon didn't like it.
I don't either.
Police didn't like it.
I don't either.
Sisters didn't like it.
I don't either.
Sin
and shame.
Now some of you sisters in this congregation singing in the choir and the usher board too. You used to wear your dresses so short people had to talk. Now you done changed the style. You wear them so long you can hardly walk. And the deacon don't like it.
I don't either.
Deacon don't like it.
I don't either.
Deacon don't like it.
I don't either.
Sin
ain't a shame.
I know you don't like my song. I spoke my sober mind. I won't take back a word I said. Cause I don't drink moonshine. Cause the deacon don't like it.
I don't either.
Deacon don't like it.
I don't either.
Deacon don't like it.
I don't either.
It's a sin,
ain't a shame.
Begun. Whiskey walks out and nails him some. Round two, whiskey ain't through, but both of John's eyes are turning blue. Round three, it's hard to see, cause whiskey's moving too fast for me.
Knock it down, whiskey, you shouldn't have hit you first.
Hits him some more. There goes John on the floor. Round five, John's half alive, hanging on whiskey, trying to survive. Round six, he tries to mix, but whiskey's got him in an awful fix.
Knock him down, whiskey, he shouldn't have hit you first.
Seven, John comes back, weak in the knees and both eyes black. Round eight, whiskey's still straight, but John's still swinging like a rusty gate. Round nine, I see the losing sign. According to points, John's far behind. Round ten, looks like the end. Whiskey keeps hitting him again and again. John's folding up like a paper sack. Uh-uh, there goes John, he's flat on his back. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Ladies and gents, that's the end of the bout.
bad, bad whiskey has knocked them out. Come on over here, bad, bad whiskey, and say something to the fans. Hello, Mama Wine and Papa Jen. It a good fight. I'm glad I win.
One of the greatest, if not the greatest boxer of all time, Sugar Ray Robinson with Knock 'Em Down Whiskey, spinning off of King Records, 1953, the feature year this week on the Juke in the Back, as we focus on part 7 of the King Record label out of Cincinnati. Robinson began boxing professionally at the age of 19 in 1940. By 46, he was the welterweight champion of the world, a title he held on to until 1951, when he actually switched to middleweight and gained the middleweight champion of the world title. He briefly retired in 1952. We catch him recording this record in 1953, and he became the middleweight champion of the world once again in 1955. One of Robinson's fiercest competitors was Jake LaMotta, and you can see that played out in the Martin Scorsese film Raging Bull, one of my favorites. And that's kind of an odd record, huh? That's what you find when you start delving into the King Records archives, as we've been doing over the last 7 weeks, here on your source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues, The Juke in the Back. Now we're going to switch gears a little bit to some beautiful vocal group records. Many vocal groups use the name Orchids. The most popular Orchids were on Parrot Records out of Chicago, and the group itself hailed from Chicago's South Side. These aren't those Orchids. There's another group of Orchids from the early 1960s that were a female group. This isn't them either. These Orchids recorded 2 records for King in 1953, and interestingly enough, they were almost released back-to-back, except King stuck a Wynonie Harris record in between the 2 Orchids releases. The first Orchids release was King Records number 4661, and the second was 4663. The Wynonie Harris record was 4662. And in case you're wondering which Wynonie Harris record it was Tremblin' Backed with Rot Gut. Some musicologists believe that these Orchids became the Orchids in Chicago soon after they left King Records and just changed lead singers. That might be, but we've never seen strong evidence to prove it. Have a listen to the Orchids' first single for King Records, the beautiful and haunting Oh Why.
Oh, why you treat me like you do,
like you do.
You made me love you like a fool,
like a fool.
Now you said we're through.
Oh,
why? Come into my life,
in my life,
and told my heart a lie.
Heart a lie.
No, you left me alone to cry. Oh, can you understand?
Do I want to
leave me and plan for you? And years to come, it's so hard to believe that you would break my heart the way you loved me from the start. Oh, baby, why?
Tell me why.
Why everything happened to me?
Happened to me.
I'm always left behind.
Left behind.
With the blues all the time.
If we understand,
don't
think we have planned for years and years to come. It's hard to believe that you'd break my heart.
from the way you love me from the start.
Baby, why?
Tell me why.
Why everything happened to me?
Happened to me.
I'm always left behind.
Left behind.
With the blues all the time.
Here in my lonely room, I cried my heart out over you. Together, now that we are through, each time I look at your picture, I begin to pine, all because it reminds me. In my lonely room, I almost drive myself insane, watching the tear like raindrops splash against my window pane. That could take away this gloom, and that would be to see you standing here in my lonely room.
Here in my lonely room, honey, John, you got me crying over you. But someday I'll be on top, and you'll be somebody's fool.
There's only one thing I know that would take away this gloom, and that
undoubtedly one of the most influential vocal groups in history, the Inkspots, and they recorded two singles for King Records. That was the first one, a tune written by Fred Weismantle called Here in My Lonely Room. Now, it's always worthwhile listening to an Inkspots record, but I think that one ranks up with the creme de la creme of Inkspots records. Their other single for King was Command Me, backed with I'll Walk a Country Mile, and it was issued in 1955. Let's keep that vocal group sound going right here on the Juke in the Back featuring King Records with a homegrown act that started with King the previous year of 1952, after leaving the Dominoes, who were on King's subsidiary label, Federal Records. Bill Brown and Charlie White were not happy with the way Billy Ward was treating his Dominoes, so they gathered a couple of guys together and started their own vocal group, playing off the Dominoes' name. They named themselves the Checkers. They're back again on the Juke in the Back with You Never Had It So Good.
Yes, I took you by the pistol and I put you in a flat. I bought you everything to go along with that. Cause you never had it so good.
You never had it so good.
You know, baby, you never had it so good. You don't bring a shipboard in the rain, sparking and riding on the gravy train. You got clothes to wear, shoes on your feet. Everybody knows you're living on easy street. You never had it so good. Yes, you never had it so good.
You never had it so good.
You know, baby, you never had it so good. Your name, cause you never went to school. Now you got the nerve to call me a fool. You never had it so good.
You never had it so good.
Yes, you never had it so good.
You never had it so good.
You know, baby, you never had it so good. Your clothes you used to wear was off of sight, either too loose or either too tight. I dress you all up with my heart and you wanna leave me and go away. You never had it so good.
You never had it so good.
Yes, you never had it so good.
You never had it so good.
You know, baby,
no. You never had it so good. No, you never had it so good.
Now it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week we're featuring King Records. And this is kind of odd. Do you remember when Bull Moose Jackson became Moose Jackson? Well, here we are in 1953, and he's back to being called Bull Moose Jackson. Maybe it's because he didn't have any hits as Moose Jackson. Here's a tune that my friends in the Carolinas are going to have a great time shagging to. It's this week's Great 78, Bull Moose Jackson and his Buffalo Bearcats with Meet Me With Your Black Dress On.
You take my hard-earned loot and chunk it all over town. Folks pointed me and called me a money clown. You better meet me, baby. Meet me with your black dress on. Meet me, baby. Meet me with your black dress on. Supposed to work hard for you. You ain't right, your love ain't true. Your purse is crammed full of my dollars. Telling Mr. Moose what to do. You better meet me, baby. And I ain't jiving. Meet me with your black dress on. Meet me, baby. Meet me with your black dress on. You're laying heavy love on my friend, making him rich and sharp too. The whole town's wondering what I'm gonna do. Drag it on in, baby. Meet me with your black dress on. Meet me, baby. Meet me with your black dress on. You got mad and tore up the car, and then you burnt down the house. You're somewhere hiding in town, like a low scared mouse. You better meet me, baby. Meet me with your black dress on. Meet me, baby. your black dress on. You hear?
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
Whiskey, whiskey on the shelf. You were so quiet there by yourself. Things were fine till they took you down and opened you up and passed you around. John was the first one to pull you down. He took one drink and he started to clown. Passed you to Hazel, Jane and Jack. Penelope got you and passed you right back. The doorbell rang and what did you see? In walked Henry, Fred and Marie. They hit you high, they hit you low. They hit you fast and they hit you slow. Whiskey on the shelf. You were so quiet there by yourself. Things were fine till they took you down, opened you up and passed you around. Dead and wanted another. They reached on the shelf and grabbed your brother. It's a shame the way they did you in. Then reached up and got your brother gin. Grandfather Wine began to tremble with fright, wondering if the party was gonna last all night. Grandfather Wine knew without a doubt he was next in line if the juice ran out. Whiskey on the shelf. You were so quiet there by yourself. Things were fine till they took you down, opened you up and passed you around. Everybody, they've got real tight. Now they want to start a fight. John never did nothing wrong in his life. Now he's in the corner with the policeman's wife. Frank's so drunk he can hardly see, trying to make love to Penelope. She took a bottle and hit him in the jaw. That's when the neighbors called the law. Whiskey on the shelf. You were so quiet there by yourself. Things were fine till they took you down, opened you up and passed you around.
Well, what can you say? Nobody could personify whiskey better than Mr. Blues, Wynonna Harris. Recorded in New York on September 11th, 1953, featuring an all-star cast. Red Prysock and David Vanguard Dyke are blowing on the tenor saxes. Sir Charles Thompson is on piano. Mickey Baker's on the guitar. George DeVivier on bass, and Gordon Powell on the tubs. They recorded four songs that day: Please Louise, Nearer My Love to Thee, Quiet Whiskey, and Down Boy Down. So even though Wynonna Harris hadn't had a hit in over a year, he was still turning out some fantabulous records. Oh, speaking of fantabulous records, up next is a tune first made popular in English by Tony Bennett. Rags to Riches was originally a Russian song that was adapted by Richard Adler and Jerry Ross. Tony Bennett's version came out in August of 1953 and spent 8 weeks in the number one spot on the pop chart. Then in October, Billy Ward and his Dominoes released a version of the song on King Records. Jackie Wilson is the current lead singer of the Dominoes. Their version of Rags to Riches would hit number two on the rhythm and blues chart. But here's the interesting part. It was not issued on the Blue King record label, which was standard for rhythm and blues issues at the time. It was issued on the Red King record label, which usually featured hillbilly and pop tunes. The Dominoes would have seven releases on the Red King record label throughout their career, and all of them were their takes on pop tunes. For their pure rhythm and blues material, that was all issued on the Federal subsidiary. We'll get to Federal Records in a couple of weeks, but right now let's marvel at the pipes of Jackie Wilson with Billy Ward and his Dominoes and Rags to Riches as we feature 1953 in part 7 of our multi-part series on King Records. This is The Juke in the Back.
I know I'd go from rags to riches if you would only say you care. And though my pocket may be empty, I'd be a millionaire. My clothes may still be torn and tattered, but in my heart I'd be a king. Your love is all that ever matters. Evermore. Must I forever stay a beggar whose golden dream will not come true? Or will I go from rags to riches? Fate is up to you.
Should listen to all of you, for they say you're so untrue,
so untrue.
My friends keep telling me I should let you go again, for they say you're driving me insane. Are my friends right again? Sets my heart aglow.
That is one classic vocal group record. It's the Strangers with My Friends. They were from the Bedford Stuy section of Brooklyn, and that tune actually made the top 10 in New York, but failed to chart in any other region of the country. It completely missed the national charts as well, but to this day, it's a classic. They were heavily influenced by another group on King Records, The Swallows. They idolized those boys from Baltimore, and you can really hear it on My Friends. King would release 6 singles from The Strangers through 1955 without any success from any of them, but they really must have believed that The Strangers had potential to release so many records from them. I'm Matt the Cat, and I hope you've enjoyed this week's Part 7 edition of The Juke in the Back as we focused on King Records yet again. Don't worry, cats and kittens, I'll be back next week with Part 8 as we focus on the year 1954 and the great releases that came out of King in Cincinnati. Remember, until next time, soul, it's a feeling, and you'll get that feeling each week when you tune into your source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues right here on The Juke in the Back and the soul that came before rock and roll. Now let's end this week's Juke in the Back with a release from 1954 from a lady who's so underrated, Lula Reed. Here she is with a real bluesy number, Troubles on Your Mind. I'll catch you on that flip side next week, everybody. Bye-bye.
Whiskey and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeinthebeck.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on The Juke in the Bag.